Com.
America Tonight. We'll be occupying this hour of your life. Hopefully, you've got both eyes open or one eye open, or you're at least in the game anyway after a long weekend, perhaps, for some of you. Maybe you had only a couple of days off. Doesn't matter. If you got to spend some time with your family and chill, that's always a good deal, I think. How people have the energy to run around and shop like crazy, fighting the crowds, looking for parking spots, stalking people when they come out of stores so they can get that spot. Man, more power to you. I don't know how you do it, because I think it's time to just rest, chill, watch football, hang out with the family, and eat some good food. Do the whole turkey thing or ham. I know a lot of people do ham or they opt to do other things, but that's the idea of Thanksgiving, giving thanks for what happened over the past year, or what's going on in your life and whatnot. I'll tell you what, Herman Cain has to give thanks that he's got a good lawyer to stand beside him and try to deflect some of the nonsense, because I can't imagine that this man has any chance to get the Republican nomination. I'm saying zero chance now at this point. A woman comes forward, an Atlanta businesswoman, and says she's been having an affair with Herman Cain for 13 years, meeting him on the road, started back when he was with the National Restaurant Association. He'd give her gifts. She's got all kinds of text messages and phone bills to prove that they were having lots of conversations. This was going on up until September, when he really decided he was going to try to become the president of the United States by grabbing the Republican ticket and knocking off Barack Obama. Now, he tried to get in front of the story by jumping on Wolf Blitzer's show on CNN, The Situation Room, but I think the situation is clear that this man, whether he hangs around for months, weeks, or however long he determines, has no shot at becoming president of the United States. If you disagree, oh, please step up to the podium. I want to hear the reasons why. And listen, I liked a lot of what Herman Cain had to say. I still think he talks in bumper stickers, and he appeals to a lot of people because he seemed to really have an authentic thread to him. He's human. So if there was some kind of shenanigans going on, still, that won't float when it comes to electing a president. And this is not what the Republicans will put forward. Does anyone out there think he has a snowball's chance, if you know what I mean, to actually get that nomination? I doubt anyone's going to jump on that. I think it's a question of why doesn't he just get out of it at this point? Because the more the circus continues, he's just another distraction. He's certainly not helping the Republicans, but I don't think he's so worried about that. I think it's a thing of, listen, my business is my business. I'm hanging in here. I want to be the president, and I want to run, and this is what I'm doing because I believe in this. So I don't think he's going to go quietly. I think he's going to hang around for as long as he can. You might disagree on that. Let me flip the numbers out to you. Right at the top, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. The Occupy movement clearly is not going away either. Here's what it sounded like in Los Angeles when the people were supposed to get out of the park.
Back to the park! 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 Back to the park!
I think we get the idea. Back to the park. Bumper stickers, see? Short and sweet. Here's what one of the police officers said about the people that were out as part of the Occupy California movement.
Unfortunately, apparently not everybody got the word that this was supposed to be a nonviolent protest. We had some people throw some bamboo spears at our officers, and then I saw a bottle come flying out of the back, too. So obviously not everybody gets that this is a nonviolent protest.
And so you can't pin this on the cops. What are you supposed to do when you're being bombarded by things? What are you supposed to do when that happens? There wasn't any big incidents. There wasn't any tear gassing, or not tear gassing, pepper spray. If there was tear gassing, it would be really big. There wasn't any pepper spray thing, which has now become a huge joke. The officer who sprayed the kids at UC Davis, you can see his image as a Macy Day balloon. You can see him in a lot of different circumstances on a football field dressed as a giant spraying the industrial strength pepper spray out. So it's become kind of a spoof on what happened there. Here's what one of the protesters said about the whole California push.
Come out and join the cause. If you're out there, we're all out here for you. So come out here. Come. It's good. Learn something.
All right. What is the cause? We go back to the same thing that we've been talking about. What is the cause? What will actually propel this to a bigger movement? I've laid it out for you, folks. To me, the Occupy movement, if they really wanted to make something of it, the better thing to do would be sign up for these phone trees and to bombard the congresspeople and the senators with calls constantly. If you have enough people, and there certainly is enough that are involved in some of these sitting out in these parks and whatnot, they could do it, and they could just blow up the phone lines, even shoot emails, and it would be super effective. This is where the problem lies with the idiots in D.C. who obviously, for the most part, I'm not saying everybody because I hate to blanket anything, but I'm going to say a big chunk of those folks in D.C., we know it. It's a layup to attack them. They just don't get it. There's a massive disconnect between the people they represent and the lives they're leading and what they're voting on and what they're talking about in the bubble, in the Capitol. That's what I think. So you got to pierce that bubble. You have to get to the people who represent you. They want to hang on to the jobs unless they're retiring like Barney Frank after 16 terms. If they're trying to escape something or they have a whole bunch of loot that they're getting away with, then it's a different story. But most are trying to be reelected or even go for higher office. So you want to be effective. That's how you're effective. Not getting in the way of people who are trying to get to jobs who don't make a heck of a lot of money. They're not the CEO making 150 times what the average worker makes for the most part, where some of this Occupy stuff is. And not challenging the cops, not trying to have a face-off with the police officers. I mean, what you heard the policemen say right there with the bamboo spears and someone throwing bottles, you know, you clunk a cop on the head with that, that's ridiculous. If it's peaceful, it's peaceful. That's a whole different thing. And as somebody said to me earlier in the day, and I didn't really think about this until it was pointed out to me, and I think even Fox did a story on it, maybe some others did a story. If you look at the Occupy movement, and Occupy LA is looking for a court order for a block eviction, right? You look at some of these people that are part of the Occupy movement and where they're protesting, and when other people have held events at some of these parks, they've had to pay for a permit. But all of them get to stay there for free. So what's the cost, really? What is the cost? I don't know. You tell me. 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In the so-called freedom, somebody, somebody somewhere, somebody, somebody, please won't you give a dime?
Well, how scary is it that we're talking, folks, about another university and problems with molestation charges with a coach who'd been there 30-plus years. Syracuse now in the thick of the same kind of a scandal that Penn State found itself in. And you've got lots of deniability, but nobody taking charge and saying that they knew, didn't know, what did anybody know? I mean, it's just crazy what is happening. And it makes you think, I've said this before, of course, a university is just like anywhere else in society, a mini city, and you've got all kinds of people, no doubt. You have people that would rob you or rape you, or great people and people who are helpful, and I mean, just like anything else that you have in society. But the real argument is, the real consideration is, what is happening? What is happening when it comes to the victims of this? When a ball boy says that he was molested by a pedophile who's been an assistant hoops coach at one of the most prestigious programs when it comes to college hoops in the nation. So did that coach, Jim Boeheim, know what was going on with the assistant coach? Did they have any clue that something wasn't right? That people were whispering that there might be more than some crazy allegation? Because you know this, any straight guy, any guy who wouldn't touch a child and should not, who's not a pedophile, would go through the roof if it was even suggested that they would do something like that. So now you have this fired associate head basketball coach, Bernie Fine, who's in the middle of an investigation, a grand jury investigation, into child molestation allegations against him. And here, we don't have to guess as to what was said and let's wait and hear what's going to happen and what the testimony will say and what we've read from the investigation, whatever. Here's one guy, Zach Tomaselli, who's one of the accusers, who just lays it all out.
Shortly after watching pornography, Coach Fine asked me several times, at least 3 to 4 times, if I liked it, and I would just kind of shrug my shoulders. Coach Fine switched the television program to pornography, and it was a woman-on-woman type pornography show. And at the time, it was a big shock to me. About 15 minutes, I would say, after watching the pornography, he asked me to pull my shorts down. He didn't really explain why I should do that at all, but he was an authority figure at the time, and also my father had been abusing me.
Wow, so this poor guy, I mean, he had already been a victim of that, and now he's saying that this is what happened with him, because the question always now becomes, okay, so how did this situation arise and all that other kind of stuff? And you heard he was pretty forthright, at least in dumping out details of what he says happened. And there are more things besides that. There are others that are saying that they also have been abused. And here's another thing that's very, very strange. They've got on record, they've got this information. You've got an accusation that the police department is withholding information it had. And now you have this settlement of a case that was one of a couple of strange developments on Monday, a day after he was fired by Syracuse. You've got a 10-year-old voice recording of his wife who acknowledges alleged sexual abuse, and a third man accused Fine as well of molesting him 9 years ago. Former ball boy Bobby Davis said that his young years he was abused by the Syracuse assistant coach. He was 10 years old. And then you have this other crazy thing that's happening. You have the Secret Service involved. Why? Because they're one of the lead investigative units into this. They're combing through his stuff. So if it's Secret Service is involved, what does that mean? That they have a new phase of the investigation. There's more going on here. Zach Tomaselli was the third accuser who you just heard, and he says that he was in a Pittsburgh hotel room in 2002 with Fine. So under federal law that was passed in 2002, prosecutions for the sexual or physically abused or kidnapping of a child under 18 can continue until the victim turned 25, right? So that means all these acknowledgments that happened in the life of the kid 10 years or after the offense, which is longer. This is what everybody's trying to find out, the jurisdiction, all that kind of stuff. And Secret Service wouldn't say what they were doing, but everything they've got is under seal. And they searched the home. They combed through his house looking for things. And they came out with some stuff on who knows what it means. We're talking about a period from the late 70s through the 90s, at least, because the two ball boys, Bobby Davis and Mike Lang, are saying they're talking about how long it lasted with them, and they were young, young kids, and Fine says it's just false. Tomaselli was the last one to come forward, and he said it happened 9 years ago with him, and wow, just incredible that these kind of things are happening. I guess it's, like I said, it's a microcosm of society. But who knew what? Isn't that what we care about? What did Jim Boeheim know? Because he was pretty critical of the people who accused the coach of this. Now he's softening up what he said 10 days ago. He's going in a different direction with this, probably because someone said, you better shut up and let's show you what the grand jury is saying. Look at a copy of this. And now you're going to have people that are going to question whether or not Jim Boeheim should still coach the Orangemen, whether or not he should still lead the team. Is he going to be fired or resign or, you know, what? Because you got to remember, these boys were members of the basketball team, some of them, and isn't that his responsibility to see what's going on in the program? So the kids weren't safe when he was there. They weren't safe under his eye. And I think this guy, who knows, this could be the end. We'll see. There, I think it's going to be a question of what did he know, what did he say, and he'll be asked about that during this whole investigative process. Wow. So all of this just bubbled up on November 17th, and that's when Boeheim really defended him, saying that the suspects were trying to get money. They're trying to say that they're just trying to extort money from him, and that it's none of these other things that are just magical makeup nonsense. And we'll see when the facts come out. He's going to have to answer a lot of questions, Jim Boeheim is, about what he knew, how come he didn't know things, and if he did know anything, why didn't go forward, forget it, then he'd be done. Because now you're talking about a friendship for a very long time. I mean, this Bruce Fine has been his friend for 48 years. 48 years. Do any of you have friends that you've had for 48 years? So tough, Bernie Fine. Tough for him to probably flip on his friend Bernie. But if he didn't and did know something, then he's obligated to do that. I mean, that's it. These other people have to be on the road to recovery. You think of these men who are victims of sexual abuse by another man. Can you only imagine what that does to your psyche? So is anybody thinking about the victims here? I think they should throw these guys away. Just lock them away and throw away the key, rather. Absolutely. Stay with us. Coming back on the flip side, a bunch of odds and ends.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Yeah, Barracuda, how appropriate when you're talking about Penn State's woes with Jerry Sandusky and then Syracuse, their problems with an assistant basketball coach for a long time, Bernie Fine, real tight with Jim Boeheim, just like Jerry Sandusky was close with Joe Paterno. And naturally, they're in the fraternity of coaches, and you're coaching on the road, at home, especially in hoops with the kind of season that they have. The fact that you have ball boys coming forward saying they were molested and somebody else is part of the program and who knows how many shoes drop, although the defense already is being set up that money, they were trying to extort money from Bernie Fine, and that's what that was about. But good luck proving that. And what you have now with the Secret Service involved in the Fine incident at Syracuse, and in Sandusky's case, Penn State's doing an investigation. A lot of people are investigating that. Now you have Sandusky doing his own investigating. And we go back to the whole thing, pedophile or not a pedophile, overstepping the bounds of the coach relationship with the child that they're coaching. And sometimes in a lot of kids' lives, whether you're 10 or whether you're 15 or however old, the coach is larger than life. Whether the sport is hoop or football or baseball or hockey, that's a big four, take any other sport, there's no question that sometimes the kids become attached to the coaches. But, boy, there certainly is a very obvious line when it comes to being appropriate or not appropriate. We don't know all the details of either one of these stories, and trust me, they're going to come out. And I'm telling you, it's like moth to a flame. Everybody is trampling all over the Penn State campus, now Syracuse as well, trying to get any information they can get about either one of these two coaches to try to nail down more details on what happened, who was allegedly abused, you know, all that sort of stuff. I think it's a very sad commentary on what's going on as far as maybe cover-ups at universities where people know things, or do they know things, and why don't they, and who are they telling, and why isn't something put in place to assure you have a better shot at not having a predator go after people on these campuses. And it's silly, I guess, in a way for me to say that, because we know that there's no 100% net you could throw up anyway, but there were things that could have been done. Certainly in the Penn State situation, we know there were things that could have been done, and they just simply were not done. They chose to not pay attention, just turn a blind eye on what was happening, and I guess hope that it was going to go away. I'm just thinking they must have thought that, right? Must have thought that. All right, I want to mix up with a couple of other things here, because a lot of you traveled over the Thanksgiving holiday. Hopefully you didn't get stuck in too bad of a situation. Now the airlines, they're wrestling with the idea of maybe charging less for luggage, although I don't think they're going to do that. The Congress is trying to bully them into that, basically. And I came across this story of a man, Arthur Berkowitz, his name is, almost 60 years old. He had to stand for an entire flight from a U.S. Air flight where a passenger took up half of his seat. It was a nonstop flight from Anchorage to Philly, and it was 7 hours. 7 hours. But what Berkowitz is saying is, you know, I didn't even fly that route. I didn't do it because I had to stand. I had to stand, and I couldn't sit down. So now we're talking about this overcrowded flight situation and delays and everything else that happens when you fly. Flying isn't the fun thing that it used to be. I mean, it really isn't, because of a number of things since 9/11. And what Berkowitz is saying is the man was very polite and was sorry about the situation, and he notified the flight crew right away. He couldn't fasten his seatbelt, asked if he could move to business class. The flight was filled. The passengers weren't allowed to sit in the flight attendant's jump seats, all that kind of stuff. So he couldn't do it. He said he couldn't. His co-passenger was seated on his seatbelt fastener, and it was impossible for him to wedge himself into the seat for takeoff and landing. Or he did do that. He managed to do that. But he couldn't be comfortable or comply with any of that other stuff when his seatbelt was supposed to be fastened during the flight. How about that? I would think the FAA would go nuts on that. Can you imagine? The person sitting next to me has bad hygiene, or they're sitting partially on my seat. I can't take it, so I got to stand. I mean, you can't stand for an entire flight. You got to be in your seat. So U.S. Air had to deal with it. They're saying that they issued a statement saying they recognized how inconvenient the situation was and how sensitive the subject of passenger size can be, but they can't compromise safety, and they need passengers to help ensure that the flights are safe and they're complying with it. So when he contacted a U.S. Air's agent, in the company headquarters, the airline offered him $200 for his trouble. He didn't take it. And he went back and forth communicating, trying to resolve the issue. And he said he went to the FAA. They notified him that U.S. Airways always considered this thing closed, but he's not done. He says the sole reason that he's doing this is he wants them to look at their passenger safety and whether or not they're really that safe. Well, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around. He stood on a flight, a nonstop flight from Anchorage to Philadelphia. Man, he must have been exhausted with it. Not sitting down. I mean, it's one thing to stretch your legs and to get up for a bit, but not sitting down the entire flight because it was just that uncomfortable. Wow. So you have that going on. Then you have this professor, this Utah professor, denying the child porn allegation against him. You know this story, right? That he was on a flight, and the person next to him alerted the flight crew that he was watching pornography, And they're saying that, you know, he had to they asked him to shut down his computer, and he was trying to delete images, so they were able to catch him. When he got off the plane, they were able to get 66 images from the computer. They got the laptop, the cell phone as evidence. They're looking for a search warrant to examine the contents all the way through. And what the Suffolk County District Attorney is saying, and this is Salt Lake City, it was a flight Salt Lake City to Boston on Saturday. What they say he had, when they're saying, oh, porn, well, what does that mean? It's like somebody sent me an email, well, porn, you know, what does that mean? How big of a deal could it be? Big enough that the district attorney said they were explicitly sexual and extremely disturbing photographs. That's what the images were that they found. Young girls, nude or performing sex acts or any of that kind of stuff. So he's in trouble. A judge set bail at $75,000, ordered him to return to court, and he's pleaded not guilty at this point. Oh, he was an assistant professor at the University of Missouri in Columbia and a senior research scientist at the NASA Ames Research Center, a big deal in California. And he's been on the faculty at the University of Utah since 1997. I bet they're not too happy with that in Utah. Ooh, wow. And I don't see if they've captured the images, and the images are graphic. He's got to be fired. There's no way they're going to keep him. I can't imagine. He's a professor of material science and engineering, by the way, at that school. So here we go. He's placed on administrative leave. They've got to investigate what's happening. They're going to wait to see, pending the resolution of the criminal case. But, wow, what is this guy thinking? He's got a consulting company. They help companies develop advanced materials, all this stuff, the huge resume, but it's all for naught because he will be a convicted felon. It looks like he's going down that path anyway. What could he possibly use to defend himself for the reason that he had porn flipped open on his laptop? What possibly could it be? I mean, what could possibly be the reason that he thought that was okay? I guess that nobody would say anything. How about that, right? So Dr. Conrad Murray, that's coming up. He was found guilty of nothing with porn but involuntary manslaughter in the death of Michael Jackson. He's going to be sentenced on Tuesday. Jackson's mother, Catherine, hopes Murray gets the hardest sentence possible, the harshest, at least 4 years in a state prison. She says, I don't think he wanted Michael to die. He was just taking a chance. I would agree with that. So he was convicted on what he should have been convicted on. An L.A. Superior Court judge has a choice ranging between probation and up to 4 years in a state prison. But what's going to be interesting is normally it would be automatic. He would get the four. But because in California they have crowding situations, he might get much less time than that, because they don't have enough room. No room at the inn with bars, so the doctor won't be doctoring anymore, but maybe he'll be serving his sentence probationary style. Hang with us.
The shattered Rust Belt, come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you won't stop calling.
Life
Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fellas, got to hold on you. Spend money, about to lose your home. Gun lost a woman.
I think it's time to roll out the dungeon. Everybody is stoned on tryptophan. I can tell. It's tough, tough getting back to work. Really, everywhere I went today, people did seem like they weren't into it. I don't know what that is. Too many days off, how can we whine about that? But maybe that's what it is. We're too crazy running around on the off days trying to get stuff. We need more stuff. Anyway, welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, as we head into the beginning of December. The fates of Jerry Sandusky and Bernie Fine, we don't know yet. I can only assume they'll end up doing some prison time if the allegations are true. Let's hope. And Conrad Murray, as we just mentioned, the stripes are off, baby. He's going to do something, I would think. Could get probation, but I think he does a little bit of time, if not 4 full years. I would not be completely shocked by that. But in rolling out the dungeon, you know, I'm not going down that direction because it's such a layup to throw any of the three of them in the dungeon. Sometimes we reserve the dungeon for the people who insist that they are above the fray. They are honest as long as the day in the summer of an Indian summer can be. They are honest and true, and that's the way it is. When somebody makes big proclamations like that, ooh, I always just cringe. So who's going to go in my dungeon? I know you're just dying to find out. This is a guy I have no love lost for. I think he shouldn't be in the position that he's in. I still can't understand why Time Magazine named him the Man of the Year 1 year. But the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke, following this report that the central bank secretly committed more than $7 trillion to save banks during the financial crisis. I don't blame the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee for looking into how banks benefited from trillions of dollars in these undisclosed government loans at below market rates. While everybody in America, I won't say everybody, but the vast majority of people in America are struggling to really still wrap their brains around why banks should get this treatment while millions of homeowners get denied assistance, foreclosures are all over the place. I mean, it is. You can't help it. You can't help but have that want of why? Why me? Why didn't that happen to them? Why do banks get bailed out when they make mistakes and people get bonuses? But the common man, he doesn't get that. I understand why a lot of people are walking around in that fog and they can't seem to get out of it. So now we've got this report that the Fed committed that $7 trillion. That was as of March 2009 to rescue the top financial institutions. And if you listen to or read anything or listen to this show, what we kept hearing from people is, well, here's the thing. They couldn't allow them to fail. You couldn't allow AIG to go down the rabbit's hole. It just couldn't happen because it would tank everything. It would take the world down with it. I mean, we were attacked is what happened. And we had no idea we were attacked. Because what happened is the banks got $13 billion, $13 billion of income on below market rates. And, of course, nobody wants to comment, and I don't blame the people who are running the institutions because they're bank robbers. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Citigroup. Of course, why do they want to talk about the loans? They don't want to talk about the loans. And the information about the loans was withheld from Congress as they debated and passed, oh, yes, Chris Dodd, the Dodd-Frank Financial Regulatory Reform Bill. That's a mouthful. And the Consumer Protection Act. So the banks didn't disclose the information to the shareholders even, right? I mean, this was ridiculous what happened. And that the fact that they didn't have to disclose any of this, I mean, that part is the crazy part. And you have Ken Lewis, who was then the CEO of Bank of America, who told back in 2008 his shareholders that, you know, that the bank was stable, everything was great. He didn't have to disclose anything, even though they owed the central bank $86 billion. $86 billion. I mean, we were robbed. We were robbed. The secret financing, while we were watching the housing bubble burst, really didn't do much, did it? Except for some people lined their pockets. And here's what we're stuck with. Now people, of course, can't get loans. They talk about these incredible historic interest rates, but people can't get loans. So how can they take advantage of the historic interest rates? They can't. So you know what? I think for this reason, and I totally agree with Ron Paul on this, people can say what they want about Ron Paul. He's not electable. He can be crazy and off the rails or for whatever reason. But he was so right about this. I mean, the Federal Reserve has to go at least be audited. It's ridiculous what's happened here. And nothing is ever going to touch Ben Bernanke, in my opinion, ever. Ever. So I think the Federal Reserve Chairman, just for fun, needs to be in our dungeon. Let's shove him in, Matt.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yes, you've got the Fed handing banks trillions in interest-free loans. And this was the part that Hank Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, I blame him for this. How could they ever have, okay, done that, but not have any requirement for how they should have to disperse that money, how it would revive the economy? What they did was they helped their own banks. And they made more money. That's what happened. And it doesn't take a genius to figure that out. We've talked about this before. It's not that it's some new information. It's just that now more is coming out about it. And the secrecy, the things that weren't known. And you know, why does the Fed not have any kind of an oversight body? What is that? Why is that not happening? Does that make sense to anyone? So Ben Bernanke deserves to be in the dungeon. I've tried to get him on the show before. He doesn't want to come on the show, but I'll try again because that's the idea. You give the key, the potential key to get out of jail to the person you put in the dungeon, and they can only do that if they come on America Tonight as a guest. He doesn't do many interviews, to be fair. Very few interviews. 60 Minutes, I think he did, and a couple of others, but he lays low. You can catch him for quick little sound bites at when he's trotted up to the Hill, but that's it. So, you know, the problem is the loan situation. It's like Bank of America. What they get, what happens, and what happens to people when they are trying to get these loans is just a crying shame. And who benefits is the banks. The banks. All right, I feel like I'm grandstanding here. Don't mean to be preachy as we're just getting back from Turkey Day. So let's end on kind of an up note. Is there any up notes? Yes, there's up notes. Obviously, some people are excited about the holidays or they feel like they have enough money that they can spend it. Because, boy, did you see the amount of money that people did spend over the 4 days ending on, you know, Cyber Monday. I guess even including Thursday now, longer than that, 5 days. Record amounts of cash spent on people you would assume for the holidays by the amount of people that ran out to get games and clothes and or jewelry and whatever else that they were getting, which, wow, how interesting when we're in the middle of the situation that we're in. But I have to say this. I noticed that a lot of people, not just shopping, a lot of people were at the movies. And I always applaud filmmakers when they find the thread. And they really found the thread of more than a trilogy, because now there's been four. It's called Breaking Dawn. You have Robert Pattinson, Kristen Stewart, and the Twilight Saga, and it's just part one. So far has grossed $221.3 million to go and watch vampires and werewolves and shapeshifters. Man, just jammed the theater. Even Thump the Muppets, who made $40 million over the weekend. Wow.